like to hear about your plan, because I talk to unions all across now. Ed and I are, we're getting national, right? And so we're going to be talking about that at some point. But we're talking to unions and saying, like, hey, this is this model that we have in and around Chicagoland, and here's what it's doing. And people are like, they're building these, you know, here, there, and the other, right? Like one-offs here. The plumbers in, I want to say, Minnesota, I think, have one.
That's
right.
Yep.
And you're seeing them start to pop up.
We're with Unite here, for example, in a couple
Cities. That's right. Yeah. And so you're starting to see these pop up all over the place. And, you know, there has been some consolidation since we started this process with you guys. Or actually, to be blunt with you, started this process when we put it out for RFP pre-COVID. There were...
probably
seven, eight players?
Yeah, at least seven or eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now how many are there?
We're down to about four or five.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, you know, I think that scale is what's important.
Remember, I'm a lawyer, so whatever you tell me is attorney-client proof. Nobody's listening, Phil.
I appreciate that.
Okay?
This is between us.
You know, the word scale comes to mind, right? So to be able to provide consistent care across the country, in this case to the trades, provide the same consistent care in California as we do in Maine,
right?
You have to have a large organization, big technology infrastructure, big operational infrastructure. And I think what our competitors are finding is that if you're subscale, it's hard to compete for the big business. So Premise is obviously at scale with our 900 centers. And, you know, we have fully integrated operational support teams in every region.
Yeah.
And so we're a more attractive, safer set of hands, if you will, for a large national organization.
Well, look, I don't think competition is necessarily a bad thing, obviously, right?
Right,
and
exactly.
And if companies can do it well, more power to them.
I look at it this way. There is so much need for primary care, and organizations like union funds and large employers don't know what to do with this escalating cost, that I hope that all of our competitors are successful, because it just reinforces the importance of direct primary care.
There's no question about
and